Let's bow our heads in prayer as we prepare for today's lesson. Gracious and holy God, we do praise you and thank you for the opportunity that everyone had to praise you this last week. And what this does is it brings us together as a community, as you call us to be, and it also gives us an opportunity to praise you. So God, we will praise you in prayer as all of us join together this morning, saying the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we're going to hear read this morning the scripture that we'll reflect on a little bit from the book of John.
John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much. So that was one of your scriptures the last day of Vacation Bible School. And if you heard in there, John talks about there's this place with lots of rooms. So let me ask you guys a question to begin with. Let's think first about our houses, our homes where we live. So, how many of you have a house that has more than one bathroom? Raise your hands. Oh, don't be shy. I would fully believe that. I'm guessing a lot of people would do here. All right. Now, let's make this one a little more difficult. Now, I want you to think about the rooms in your houses, but you're going to have to add them up a little bit. Okay. If you have a kitchen, start counting that as one. Let's see, a dining room, a family room, a sunroom, bedrooms. Got the number in your head? Everybody got it? Raise your hand if your number's higher than five. Five or higher. I kind of thought so. I thought we'd be about there. Well, that's the rooms in our earthly home. And Jesus is talking about rooms in a heavenly place. And he's talking to us about what we have to look forward to. You know, when we buy our houses, and all of us have different needs and different specifications that we have. Often we'll have a bedroom for every one of our children, often, and just design it to their interests. And I'm going to predict that every one of us has if we have a house, we have a kitchen where we cook our meals. And we may have a dining room where we may eat our meals, but instead, we may eat our meals in the kitchen at a bar or at a peninsula, or for some, that space is totally skipped, and instead we take our food into the family room and sit in front of the big screen television. But not all the time is spent together as a family in a family room either, because we all scatter to do different things. Kids and youth probably run off to the rec room or to the basement or a playroom for some fun. And someone has to spend time in the laundry room or the garage in the house, certainly. And I was trying to think how long it's been since I've heard this kind of new popular room in our houses, and I'm guessing maybe in the last 10 years, that we've added a room to the house called the man cave, right? And now I know that many people often look at or follow on television HGTV or DIY, and what it's telling us all about these rooms is that they continually need to be redone and renovated, and you need to get rid of all the brass, and you need to get rid of all the retired colors and start all over again. Isn't that right? That's what it's like when we talk about our rooms here on earth. Jesus is talking about something different. And Jesus says to every single one of you, you know what? There's a room prepared for you. And this room was made especially with you in mind. Because Jesus wanted to make sure that we knew that we have a room to go to when we die, when we're no longer living here on earth. You can go to this room. And he told the disciples when he started to talk about this, he said, now, disciples, don't be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Because you know what? There is a promise here. There is a promise for you. In this earthly life, whenever you're troubled, you know what? It's okay. Let not be troubled. Jesus is here for you when you're here, but Jesus is also here for us when we die. And he's given us a place to go to. And that's why he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way that you will find a place there. So in Vacation Bible School, did you guys talk a lot about Jesus? Yeah? Yeah? And so what we hope that you remember is that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and it's his love that makes a difference in your life now. If you have troubles or you struggle, you know what? There's Jesus ready to listen to you and ready to help you. And maybe when the time comes when maybe we have a grandparent or a friend or sometimes even our dog that dies, you know, Jesus says, there is a way and there's truth and there's life and there's hope because you can come and live eternally with me in a room that I have prepared for you. I hope that always someday in the back of your mind you remember that. So that if sometimes you do lose someone in your life, that you can say, oh, you know what? I remember this message. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Then that you do have hope always. Will you bow your heads in prayer with me, please? Gracious God, we do give you thanks that you have prepared a place for us, that you are waiting for us always, that you are with us always. Be the comfort and the strength that we need in troubled times, so that we may not forget that you are the way, the truth, and life in and through all things. Amen.